if you recall, we spoke back in June,
Yes.
and you have.
Turn the recording on. This is for 407 Dalton Drive, Unit D. We'll go around the table, introduce ourselves, so it's on record who is here.
Okay.
There's public meeting laws, so we have to adhere to them. So we'll go around the table, then you'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you believe the value should be and why. And then if we have any questions for you, we'll ask. If you have any questions for us, hopefully we can answer them. And then at the end of the meeting, we'll recess the hearing and go into deliberative session to determine the value of the property based on the evidence you present. We will send you a result of grievance notice within 14 days by certified mail. Hopefully it gets there, right?
If you don't get it, you can always reach back out to me too in that time.
And that's what I have
Yes,
learned.
yeah,
Not
please.
just with you, but
It's important to do that.
Yeah.
So, Robert Vickery, Town of Colchester Assessor.
Okay, my name is Hannah Robinson, owner of 407
Yep.
D Dalton Drive.
Andrew French.
All right, you have the floor.
Well, thank you. I need my glasses. Not for thinking, but for seeing. So my point is that our home, it's a condo, two-bedroom condo. It's on three floors. It has a basement that we keep trying to keep dry because whenever it rains or snow melts, water comes in. And so far we've been successful. We have not been aware or even told by our neighbors who reside in the very same type of condominium that theirs would be anywhere near to the assessed value. On the contrary, our last neighbors that we were friendly with on in 406 D, they sold their apartment last, I believe it was September, could be August, 25, and they had to come down with the price to about 375, I
Okay.
believe. But you have that on a record.
Yeah, I do.
And it was on the market for several months or a few months. And then our neighbors down the road, who we only occasionally saw, I think in 404, 405, that also have the same type of apartment with the same square footage. They've also sold it for about that price, 380.
Okay.
Again, that you would have that on a record, and
Yes.
we have not spoken with the new neighbors. We've only spoken, or I have only spoken with the new neighbors that have reside now at the 406D, and they told me what they paid, nowhere near to assessed value. And our neighbor that lives right next door to us in 407 C. He's also cheesed off at the appraisal. But because his family issues, he said he cannot deal with it because he has a lot going on. So he wished me well with the fighting the good fight and hopes for a good result. So that
Jeez.
would be it. We have no garage. We don't even have a designated parking space. At this time, we do not struggle, but in the 26 years that we've lived there, there has been many, many times that we struggle finding parking space, and we have only one car. We have one car for almost the 40 years that we've been married, 37. So it's not like that we would have a horse of cars. We have no garden. Our porches are rotten. In our particular apartment type, our utility room is in the attic, which is on a narrow winding stairs that we have to take the railing down if we need to put in a boiler, which we have done three times now. And they charge us extra $1,200 to $1,500 just because it's on the top floor and because it's on windy stairs.
Interesting.
And our walls get beat up. We know that. And we have to sell like only certain amount, the same for washer and dryer, that we cannot just choose anything. So again, the walls are not insulated. If our neighbors will speak a little louder or have their TV or radio a little louder, we will hear every word. If they don't close the door properly, it will jiggle our paintings on the top floor. So it is not worth that kind of money. I wish it would, but it is not. It is still just a condominium. It is an apartment. A lovely one, but not a 5-star energy as they claim. We get ice on the windows on the inside in the winter time because the windows don't seal. There are issues with rodents from our neighbors that we know of, bats and mice in particular. So far we've been lucky, but we've had bugs because they get through the creases. Mm-hmm. We had wasps that were coming in swarms in 2019, and we thought it's through the window. It was through our electric outlet because the walls they need to be repointed. So electrician, because even the electricity is wonky, we had to have it redone a couple of times now in the 26 years. And he said he's never seen in his 30 plus career anything like it when he opened the outlet, where we kept thinking the wasps, not bees, are hornets, are coming through the windows. We sealed everything and they still kept coming in. And he opened the electric outlet and a handful of dead, dehydrated wasps came out. He said he's never seen anything like it. And then we saw that if we shine the light, we saw how the walls, because it's brick, how the filling is sometimes non-existent. So again, I wish it would be this high, but it is not. It is an apartment without.
What's your opinion of value?
Well, we had a real estate agent, and we contacted, I think, at least two of them last summer. August, September, where our neighbors were selling, we wanted to know because we'd like to eventually move closer to be with our daughter, her family. And they said that it is about 350 to 380. That to get anything more would be wonderful, but we have to consider that it is not a home with a garden, with a garage, or shed of any kind. I mean, we do have a basement room, but it is limited.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And nobody has offered, even to our neighbors as we spoke with them, nowhere near to that amount, 410, not even 400,000 for our type of apartment.
Right.
So that would be my point.
I actually don't, well, opinion of value was my one question. And then I was wondering if I could make a photocopy of this, just while you're here. But I can do that afterwards.
And I have the copy of the note that we have sent to you as well.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, please. That's awesome. Okay. But I don't know anything else.
That's great.
Okay.
I don't have any questions. Anything else to add?
Well, no, I think I covered it to the best of my knowledge.
Yeah, no, very good. I'm going to turn this off somewhere.